Hello and good morning. I'd like to thank you all for welcoming me to join with you this morning and share a short word from Scripture with you. The title of my word is, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." It's the last part of a verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. And in that passage, Paul had been explaining how God's grace was sufficient for him and how he had learnt by his own experiences that God's power was made perfect in his weakness. That in fact, when he was weak, when he had no strength of his own, God's power made him strong indeed. And I want to read with you a couple of verses from Romans chapter 15, and it's verse 4 to 6. Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was sharing there his conviction that God gives us two gifts. Well, he gives us many, but here he was just naming two. And he gives us the gift of encouragement, which we all enjoy. We all like a little bit of encouragement. We all find it such a blessing when we're encouraged and strengthened. But Paul was also sharing that God gives us the gift of endurance. And almost in a way, it's a greater gift. So that's what we're going to look at this morning. Spiritual endurance. How do we endure as Christians? What does it mean for us? How does it impact in our lives? And one definition of endure is to sustain without impairment or yielding. That's come from the Oxford Dictionary. This implies that we continue through hard or difficult circumstances without giving way to them. And that's a tough call, as so often we allow our feelings to govern our actions. Many of us may feel that we have experienced in small part, in a small way, endurance over the last 12, 14, 15 months. So many restrictions, changes in ways of doing things, not of our own choice, not of our making. And often we may have struggled with our emotions. You know, we're not automatons. We experience the full range of human emotions. We can very quickly go from joy to sorrow, peace to anxiety, rest to chaos. These emotions can engulf our lives at any moment. But how then do we carry on undeterred by our circumstances and not overwhelmed by our emotions? Well, there are examples in the Bible of those who witness and testify to us of endurance. And I've chosen two this morning for you, one from the Old Testament and one from the New. And in the Old Testament, it's wholehearted commitments as an example of endurance. Do you remember the story of Caleb and Joshua? That when they arrived, the Israelites arrived at the border of the land of Canaan, God instructed Moses to send men to explore the land which I am giving to the Israelites. And Moses selected 12 men, one from each tribe. Caleb was chosen to represent the tribe of Judah. And they were sent in to explore the land. And out of the 12, only two came back with a good report. And that was Caleb and Joshua. The other 10 men were influenced and intimidated by what they'd seen. They were fearful and they affected the rest of the people. But you see, they were treating the word of God with contempt, because God had promised to give them the land. And when they rebelled and said they didn't want to go into the land because they were fearful, they were treating God's word with contempt. And they were then condemned to die in the wilderness, and they never entered the promised land. And Numbers chapter 14 verse 24 tells us, because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it. You see, Caleb believed God's word from the moment of his commission, from the moment he was chosen to go in and explore the land. He believed that this was the land that God was giving them. And nothing that he saw or experienced during that trip changed his mind. He was wholehearted in his belief in God's power to fulfill his promises. And over 40 years later, when his peers had died in the wilderness, Caleb arrives once again at the border of Canaan. The land has been divided by Joshua and allocated to the different tribes. And Caleb reminds Joshua of God's promise to him. Because he had followed God wholeheartedly, he had been promised an inheritance in the land. And he says in Joshua chapter 14, verse 10 to 12, so here I am today, 85 years old. I'm still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to the battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. Caleb believed wholeheartedly in God's promise to the people, but more than that, he assimilated the promise. He made it his own, and he lived by faith, that the faithfulness of God was greater than any of his circumstances. He endured the wilderness because he was heading for the promised land, and he continued until he received his reward. He couldn't avoid the wilderness experience. He was subject to the time that he was living in. But I love the story of Caleb, because he began well, but he finished well too. He endured the wilderness because he knew where he was heading, and he was heading to the promised land. And of course, the second example of endurance in scripture from the New Testament has to be the Apostle Paul himself. Running the race. When I am weak, then I am strong. We know that Paul was a person of strong ideals. He zealously persecuted Christians until he had that encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus. That changed his life forever. And he was chosen by God to minister not only to Israel, but also to the Gentiles and to their kings. And just after his conversion, he spoke fearlessly in Jerusalem. But his preaching was so reactionary that the apostles sent him away to Tarsus. And when you look closely at scripture, you see that there was then a period of nearly 10 years before his first missionary journey began. It's a silent time where we know nothing of Paul, but God was at work. Paul had to wait on God's timing. The gospel had to spread out of Jerusalem into Judea and Samaria. The vision had to change, that the gospel was now to go out into all the world and to be preached to the Gentiles. And it was only when a new Gentile church amongst the Greeks in Antioch had started up that Barnabas realised there was such a need for teaching in this new church. And he went and fetched Paul and brought him to Antioch. And from there is where Paul's first missionary trip started. It's from that church that he was sent out as a missionary. And his ministry really began. I'm sure in that time, those 10 years, and Paul was waiting for God's timing, I'm sure he was preparing well for his commission, for the ministry that God had given him. And he loved to use the imagery of our journey of Christian faith as a race. Paul said, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. That's Acts 20, verse 24. And in 1 Corinthians 9, he says, "Do you know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize." Paul was relentless in his commission. We know, as we read through his letters, that he was attacked. He was stoned. He was left for dead. He received death threats. He had to flee and escape for his life. He was shipwrecked more than once. He was flogged. He was beaten with rods. And he was imprisoned. But he was not deterred. He used every possible opportunity to preach the gospel. And I believe Paul shares his ability to endure in his letter to the church in Philippi, where he says he'd learned the secret of being content in any circumstances. He'd learned by experience that when he was weak, God's power rested on him, and then he was strong indeed. God is faithful to accomplish his purpose. And Paul had learnt that he need have no fear for the future, because God had gone before him. God was already there. Near the end of his life, Paul wrote to encourage Timothy to remember the way that he'd lived, knowing his purpose, his faith in God, his patience in God's timing, his love for the Lord and his love for the people, and to remember his endurance. He said to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." He had endured and was looking ahead to his reward in heaven. His goal was in sight. I would suggest that God-given endurance is the ability to complete effectively the task that he has given us, with the strength and capability to continue to the very end, and that it is a gift from God. How do we endure spiritually? Let's just recap. Wholehearted commitment and with no fear for the future. Endurance is a gift from God. Some may think that when we talk about spiritual endurance, that that's a contradiction. We might not want to think that we might have to endure difficult times. You may say, well, that's a contradiction to the full, abundant and victorious life that Jesus has won for us. But in fact, spiritual endurance is the testimony of the true and abundant life. It's found in knowing Christ Jesus, and that in him we possess everything. Caleb was commended by God for having a different spirit with his wholehearted commitment to God. His commitment did not waver through a life spent in the wilderness. He is a witness to us of God's faithfulness. Paul is often regarded as a controversial character, but he demonstrates a life wholly committed to God and the God-given endurance to enable us to say that when we are weak, we can be strong indeed by God's grace. Faithfulness in the face of opposition, in the face of trials and difficulties, is only what God can do. And as in all things, Jesus is our ultimate example. Hebrews 12, verse 1 to 3 says, "And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." When we consider what Jesus endured for us, we're inspired by the depth of his love. and the strength of his commitment to us. Whatever difficulties we may face, Jesus knows, he understands. And more than that, through our hard times, he is interceding for us. As we yield to God's will for our lives, we can fix our eyes on the Lord and receive his grace, which is all sufficient, so that we are strengthened and sustained by him. God is the ultimate source of all endurance and encouragement. It is only in and through Jesus that we can endure, with his help to sustain and support us. As much as we love the gift of encouragement, let our prayer be that we also receive that gift of endurance, and we can go boldly forward into our future, knowing that God is with us every step of the way. Thank you all for listening, and God bless your day.
And thank you so much to Sharon for that message. And before we have our final song, let's just respond to Sharon's message with a word of prayer. Father God, we do thank you so much for Sharon and for the word that she's brought to us this morning, this word of encouragement. And we close with the words of that prayer from the Romans chapter 15. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Jesus Christ had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's our prayer, Lord God. You who give endurance and encouragement, give us all this same attitude of mind towards each other that Jesus had, so that we will be able to glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ with one voice. And that's our prayer. So we invite you, Holy Spirit, to work in our hearts, to transform us, and to give us that endurance through whatever life is going to bring to us. We look to you and we thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.